Hello, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Harold. Can I ask the name of the person I'm speaking with?
My name is Delisa Roberts. I'm sorry, I didn't know you were still on.
Yep, we're okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hello, did you say it was Jaleesa?
Delisa, yes.
Delisa, how you doing today, Delisa?
I'm fine. How are you?
I can't complain. I woke up today, so I don't really have any complaints.
Okay.
I do want to let you know we are on a recorded line just for quality assurance purposes. And then I do want to ask you, have you found an attorney to help you file the claim?
No, ma'am. No, sir, I haven't. I was online like probably about a week ago, and so that's kind of how I like got the information and everything. So no, I haven't contacted anybody. This is my first time.
Okay. And can I ask you, were you the one who sprayed Roundup?
Yes.
And were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes, I was.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes.
Can I ask you how many times or how many years did you spray Roundup?
About 13.
About 13.
Yeah, like I explained to the lady, I bought a house, and we've been working on it since for a while. I have a massive yard.
And then you got that was that house you got in 2011?
Yeah, about 2010. Yeah, 2010,
2010,
2011.
2011.
Yeah.
And then that's kind of when you started spraying Roundup for the first time.
Yes.
Gotcha. Would you say you have at least 10 separate uses with Roundup? 10 separate occurrences? Okay. And do you have your medical records that show the diagnosis?
I don't have them on hand. I do have access to them.
Okay, you do have access to them. Okay. And let me ask you this. Were you di or did you spray Roundup 1 full year prior to being diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. And how old were you at the time of your diagnosis?
Was 43.
43. And when were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in February of 2023.
Wow, so very recently. Very
Yes.
recently. Wow. Are you currently doing chemo for it, or is it in remission at the moment, or?
My it's currently in remission. My last chemo was in October.
Wow, congratulations. Congratulations on that's amazing.
Thanks.
I bet it feels, a lot better.
A
Worlds
lot better.
better. Yeah, that's
Yeah.
amazing. That's great. Okay. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought any legal representation or signed any documents relating to Roundup?
Yes.
And have you had more than one non-Hodgkin lymphoma diagnosis or just the one?
Just the one.
Just the one. Okay. And then you said you were diagnosed February 2023.
Yes.
And then could I go ahead and get the property address that you sprayed it?
Yeah, it's 1821 Vivian, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71108.
And then Vivian, Vivian.
Yes.
Thank you. Do you know of any neighbors or any family friends who also sprayed Roundup?
Not around me. No, I don't.
Okay. And then would you say you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
Okay. And now you are a citizen of the United States, correct?
Correct.
Were you ever diagnosed with HIV, hepatitis C, hepatitis B, lupus, Epstein-Barr, arthritis, or diabetes?
No.
Nope. Did you ever have an organ transplant, autoimmune disease, or any other chemo for any other cancers besides the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
And is there any family history of cancer?
No, there is not.
Okay. Could you go ahead and spell out your first name for me?
It's Delisa, D-E-L-I-S-A.
And now for your last name?
Roberts, R-O-B-E-R-T-S.
And could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
And are you married?
No.
Could I go ahead and grab your date of birth?
5-12-80.
5-12-1980. And now for the social.
454-910-641.
And how would you say you first learned about the connection between Roundup and your injuries?
Through my doctor.
Oh, wow. Were you on like a doctor visit? They took blood or something like that?
It started off, I had a bad eye irritation and a skin irritation. Mm-hmm. I did not know like what it was at all. So that's kind of how it started off. After I was going to the doctor for a while, he sent me to another specialist, and the specialist there ran some tests. He took a biopsy, and that's how I found out.
Wow. And that was in February, sometime in February.
Almost about 6-7 months before I found out that, and it was related to using the Roundup.
Gotcha. So 6-7 months before you were diagnosed, you found out?
No. It
okay.
was 6-7 months of going to the doctor.
Gotcha.
Before,
gotcha. Okay. Alrighty. And how tall are you?
I'm probably like 5'3".
5'3". And then how much do you weigh?
About 130 pounds.
And now what is your email address?
It's my first name, last name, the number 8@gmail.com.
And then the best phone number for you is the 318-344-9978.
Yes.
How many times per month did you use Roundup?
I know for sure we were on a schedule, so we were using it at least 3 times a month.
3 times a month. And then did you spray Roundup one full year prior to you being diagnosed?
Yes.
And then you started in 2010 or 2011 you started?
About 2010.
About 2010.
Yeah.
And then when would you say you stopped?
I followed out in January. Yeah, January of 2023.
Did you ever use any protective gear while you applied it?
No, just my regular clothing.
Regular clothes. I hear that all the time.
Yeah.
And then did you only spray in Louisiana?
Yes.
Okay. And now you said you sprayed it about 3 times a month. Did you spray it seasonally? So about maybe four months out of the year, or were you spraying it consistently every month?
No, it was just seasonally for my garden. Like I said, we were on a schedule.
Okay. So about 4 months out of the year, you're actually spraying it?
Yes.
Gotcha. And then you said you sprayed it for about 13 years altogether. So would you say, I mean, with that math, that's, you know, 12 times 13, would you be, would you say it's accurate that you were exposed around 156 times in your lifetime?
Yeah.
Just with that being the math, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And then your property, is it near a water well, or did you get your water from the city water?
City water.
City water. Were you ever exposed to any other herbicides, any other benzenes or Agent Orange?
No.
No. And then what type of Roundup did you use? Was it a concentrate? Was it a premix?
It was, well, we had to mix it with water, so I guess that's a concentrate.
Yeah, the concentrate. Where would you typically get it? Was it like a Home Depot, a Lowe's, or?
A local feed store.
A local
feed store, feed farming store.
Gotcha, a local farming store.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have any pictures, any receipts of Roundup, or do you have Roundup in your possession?
I have receipts.
You do have receipts?
Yeah.
Perfect. Make sure you keep those. Keep those in a safe spot. And then have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
Yes.
And who is your current employer?
Fry Master.
Farm, did you say Farm Master?
Fry Master.
Fry Master. And what is the what is the address?
To my job?
Correct.
Oh, it is 8100 Lyon Avenue, Shreveport, Louisiana.
Thank you. And then your current job title?
I'm a warranty claims assistant.
Warranty claim assistant?
Yes.
Thank you. And then just to be clear, that address was 8100 Vaughn Avenue in Shreveport, Louisiana?
Yeah, Line.
Lawn, L-A-W-N?
No, Line, L-I-N-E.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you. And then have you ever been in the military?
No.
No. And have you lost any time from work because of surgeries or treatments?
Yes.
How many days were you... were you out or unable to work, or?
3 months.
3 months. And then have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
And then have you ever filed disability or workers' compensation?
Nope.
And then have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And then other than any other minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Nope. And then what was the hospital that diagnosed you?
It was Willis-Knighton.
One more time.
Willis-Knighton.
And then the, do you have the address for that?
I know it's on Greenwood Road. I can look it up really quick.
And then how do you spell that second word? You smiting, you say?
Oh, knighting, K-N-I-G-H-T-O-N.
Gotcha. Okay. And you said it's on Greenwood, 2600 mm-hmm. Greenwood?
It's like 2500 or something like that. Yeah, 26, 25.
Okay. Do you remember the doctor's name that diagnosed you?
Yeah, I do. I don't know if I'm saying his name right, but it's Spinoli. I can spell it for you.
Perfect. Yeah.
It's Bonioll.
Bonioll.
No, just Bonioll.
Okay, gotcha. All righty. And then you said you do have access to the medical records, correct?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. And then how would you say the diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
I don't know how to actually explain that question. I'm not going to say damage. It did affect my life, like my work life, financially. I don't know. I've been depressive. Yeah, I mean, I really don't know how to answer that question. I'm not going to say affected my life. I'm very, very thankful to be alive.
Mm-hmm.
And to be not diagnosed with something that could be far, far more worse than this.
Right. I gotcha. Do you have a date that you were treated?
Mm-hmm.
Could I get
it? For chemo? Or...
Right, for your chemo or if you had radiation or any surgeries or...
Okay. I know for sure that I did start. I don't have the exact date. I did start chemo in May.
In May, okay.
Of 2023.
Thank you for that. And then could I go ahead and grab your current property address?
It's 1821 Vivian, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71108.
Okay, so it's the same property address that you sprayed at and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha, okay. And then that's in Cato Parish County?
Cato, mm-hmm.
Cato, thank you. Well, we are just about done. I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. I want to make sure someone in your family receives the money. Who would you like to put down as your emergency contact?
I don't know. Our kids are grown. In my brother's name.
Brother. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anthony Jones.
Anthony Jones. And his phone number?
337-414-1052.
Thank you. Okay. I do just want to verify everything is correct and accurate before I send this over to you. So let me go here and verify that. Alrighty, so you did spray Roundup for at least 2 years. You were exposed at least 10 separate times during that time period. You did spray Roundup, you know, yourself at home. You did spray Roundup one full year prior to being diagnosed. You were between the ages of 18 and 80 at the time of your diagnosis, and you do have access to your medical records. Did that all sound correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And now your current property address and the address that you sprayed Roundup, 1821 Vivian Street in Shreveport, Louisiana, 71108. You were diagnosed in February 2023. You sprayed Roundup for 13 years. You were not diagnosed with any illness prior to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. You spell your name D-E-L-I-S-A. Last name Roberts, R-O-B-E-R-T-S. You are a female. Your date of birth is 5/12/1980. Your social is 454-910641. You are 5'3", roughly 130 pounds. Email address is first name, last name, the number 8 at gmail.com. You sprayed Roundup roughly 3 times a month. You started spraying Roundup in 2010, stopped in 2023. You only sprayed Roundup in Louisiana. Your property is not near a water well. You got the concentrated version of the Roundup. You are currently employed. Never been in the military. Never filed another claim prior to this one. You were seen by Dr. Benoil, B-O-N-I-O-L. That's at the 2600 Greenwood Road, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71103. And that's at the Willis Knighton Hospital, 2600 Greenwood Road. And then we have your brother, Anthony, here as the emergency contact, 337-414-1052. Did that all sound correct to you?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. I'm going to go ahead and send you over the DocuSign now. So it's going to go to your text messages and your email, whatever's easier for you to go ahead and open it up with.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so once I, so how this process works is once you get those documents signed, I'll be able to get those over to the law firm. The law firm would then take a look at the documents, make sure everything is accurate, make sure it fits their guidelines. Once that happens, they'll then give you a call. Now that call could be within 3 days or it could be about a week or so. But during that phone call, they'll basically verify the information one last time and answer any, you know, more specific questions that you might have, just because then you'll actually be speaking, you know, with an attorney and with the law firm. And now after that phone call, once, you know, everything goes well with them, at that moment, they'll be able to actually, you know, get the medical records and basically kind of start, you know, getting to work for you. Okay.
Okay.
And so the law firm you're working with is Pulaski Law Firm. They're based out of Texas. Okay. And then I'm going to send you their information. And then also send you my direct line. So I just sent you a text saying, hey, this is Harold King, send me in your phone. So go ahead and save me in your phone just in case I might need anything, you know, leading up to that phone call with them, or just in case you might need anything from me, you know, with, you know, anything really. So.
Okay.
So let me go ahead here. Perfect. Did you receive those documents?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then I just sent you that text as well. So that 949 number, that's my direct line. So go ahead and save me in your phone. And then the 909 number that says that's next to Blassie Law Firm, that's the law firm. That's the number that they're going to call you from in a couple of days, okay?
Okay, okay. Alrighty.
And I just got them back. Thank you so much. I'm going to get these sent over now. Do you have any questions, comments, concerns for me?
No, sir. Not at this time.
Alrighty. Well, if you do, you have my information, so you can call me, text me, whatever. And yeah, just let me know whatever you have, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. Thanks. Well, thank you. Of course. Thank you.
You have a great day.
Thank you. You have a blessed rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you.